Hey, listen, it's late. It's like, well, for me, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Something that's been on my heart for a while, and it's about cheating. And I wanted to look at the topic of cheating, particularly to the men. I wanted to look at it from a different perspective that I've normally heard and read about, okay? I sound really low key, so I'm tired. And this is a message to all age groups. So, and the reason why I'm saying to all age groups is because young people nowadays in our society, they're getting educated about sex and how it all works in relationships from social media, and social media is the worst place to learn. They're learning from YouTube and music videos, and we don't want that. We want our kids to learn the truth about how relationships should be. So this is really about young people learning about sex and relationships from 11, 10, 11 years old. Because as you know, they're getting educated anyway. It's just who's educating them. So I wanted to look at the effect that cheating has on people, on society, on humans. I wanted to just enlighten people, because a couple of people have come and spoken to me, and I'm like, wow, you were cheated on. And the thing is, it has an effect. It has an effect on the future generation. Do you know what I mean? And what we're doing is we're putting baggage on our children. We're putting baggage on other people's children or future children. So even if you cheat on a woman and she's not got a child, you've given her baggage, and that baggage will be put on her children. That's the reality of the situation. She will infect the minds of her children, be it a son or a daughter or all her children. She will transfer some of that, what you've done, some of that trauma that you've put in her, onto her children. And that's where the danger is. So in effect, what you're doing is you're destroying at least one whole generation. At least one. And that's the scary part, because it doesn't take much to infect or destroy or distort a generation. In my experience, I've worked with troubled families. I've worked with a wide range of young people, primarily young people, but I've worked with some families. And when you sit down and work with these families and trace back the dysfunction between them and the child, or why is the child not going to school, or why are they always out, don't want to be home, and you trace it back, and you'll always find something there. And you'll always find, the thing that I've always found with young people is this: you'll always find abuse or trauma, sexual abuse or mental abuse, and you'll always find trauma, something there to trigger destructive behavior. We're talking about children who are self-destructive, which means that they undertake activities in their life that are destined to hurt them, and they are aware that they're hurting and destroying themselves. They're aware that the drinking and the smoking and the promiscuity of their sexual behavior is destroying them. They are aware. They're aware of the drugs. They're aware of it. They know it's destructive, and they're trying to cope. It's a coping mechanism, my friends. It's a coping mechanism. And a lot of counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that we employ measures to cope with trauma, and the trauma is in the back of the mind, and it's playing a role on the body, the psyche, the thought process, and the decision making. It's all playing a role. It's all there because of maybe one event. And I've worked with some of the most awful stories, young people who have the most awful stories, and they will do whatever it takes to cope. They will do that, and it's scary. Like I said, and I've repeated it, they know it's killing them. And you trace it back. If you're working with a young person, sometimes you trace it back and you look at the parent, typically because they'll be with their mum. And their mum will eventually, as you work back their life story, show you an event that was caused by a man. Yeah, a man. And that man who was hell-bent on getting some form of, say, sexual gratification, or by either cheating, or inflicting a sexual abuse on the mother or the child, let me tell you, it destroys generations. It's not just one generation. So one man's joy and pleasure from one moment, a stupid decision, is destroying the children. And when we're in lust, when we're having fun, we don't care about consequences in general. But I'm telling you, it destroys families way down. We're talking a good 100 years. It might sound funny to you, but it's literally at least 100 years. All right, and that's the reality of the way trauma plays itself out. It's very destructive. Like, I once worked with someone who, I mean, you wouldn't believe how promiscuous this teenager was. It was ridiculous. I mean, anyone, anytime she would sleep with and perform any sexual act, these people exist. You see them walking down the road, you would never guess it was them. And we were working with that particular issue. And I'm telling you that because, check this out. And I'm saying, I'm speaking to the men. Like, men, like, step up. And this is why. Look, her dad wasn't there for her when she needed him. And so she said to me, I'm going to be honest with you. She said, I'm trying to find my father by sleeping with everybody. That's what they said. The fact that she knew that was a surprise to me. She said blatantly, I'm trying to hold on to anything that emulates my father, and so I will do anything. Very honest about it. And I will not stop until I'm ready. Without realizing that she's destroying her future. But we couldn't get her to change her behavior. That's because of one man. One man. Not stepping up or just not being there or cheating and stuff like that. I can't go into the story too much. But this is it. One event, one man destroying his child because he wants to have his own fun. It's that serious. Moment's pleasure. You see someone you like. Look, in my opinion, if you feel that you want to be with someone else, deal with it properly. Deal with it properly so that you don't traumatize. Don't just see someone and go for them and think that there's no consequence. That's my point. There is always a consequence. There is always a consequence. Or if you throw a stone in water, those ripples will carry on for miles. In a lake, they will carry on to the edge of the lake. And my point is that everything has a consequence. And with that, somebody will pay that price. If you don't pay that price, if you think just because you lost your woman or she's split up with you is the price, trust me, there's more to come. Somebody will pay, and you can guarantee it will be the children that will pay. So the perspective I want to look at is that children, the future generation, whether they be alive or the children to come, they will pay the price of your fun. There was an old African saying, whilst the elephants play, it's the grass that gets trampled. There's a consequence to all our actions, and we've got to really make the best decisions. And so I'm saying to you, for those of you who have been cheated on, hopefully our videos will help you, and the future videos to come will help you to manage the baggage you've picked up. Because trust me, if you've been hurt, you've been traumatized, that's baggage. You don't want to put that on your kids. I mean, I'm working with families whose parents are treating their kids with disdain. They don't like to be around their own children because of the pain they're feeling from the hurt from the man. I mean, that's real. And see how destructive that is when children run away crying. Or I worked with someone, a young man who was always looking for his mum's approval, but his mum was hurt by the dad, and she just rejected the son as a result. Trauma rolls out just because a man wants to have fun. I'm talking to the men, young men, all you players out there, all you dads who ain't turned up for your daughters and aren't there for your women, step up. It's now, you know, you may be rejected now, but at least try to step up and play a role in a woman's life in a decent way. Stop playing around with future generations. You got a lot of power right now. All you men who have got women in their lives, be their daughters, be there. Be there. Be there, your presence alone changes everything. Your counsel, when they're hurt, when another man hurts that child, you should be the one they should turn to. You should be on the other line for them to call and say, look, this guy did this to me, or I'm crying because I'm depressed. You've got to be there, because when you're not there, they're going to turn to some idiot on the road. They're going to turn to some idiot dressed in a suit and a tie. They're going to turn to people that are bent on looking for. I mean, guys know this. Guys can see vulnerability. Women are easily vulnerable, and men have to be there to protect them. And if you ain't there for any other reason other than they disappeared from and you don't know how to find them, what are you doing? You're wasting air and oxygen on this earth. You shouldn't be here. What's your point of you being here? You've got to be looking after your kids. And when you don't, they will pay the price of your lack. So stop playing around. Get with your children. Stop playing with other women. Cheating is an easy thing. And this is what, one other thing I want to throw in, you know. Easy women are 10 a penny. Easy women are everywhere to be found. There's always a woman out there that is willing to be a side chick, to who is willing. And you know why? One of the reasons, it's not the only reason, but one of the main reasons for that is this. Because they got lack in their life because of their past, they will take what they can get. And if they can get a man who's part-time, if they can get a man who just 50%, if they can get a man to just wink and touch them in a certain way, they feel special. That's how empty they are. So if you're going to play on that vulnerability, you're weak. You understand? You're weak. You need to recognize that any woman that's thrown themselves at a man or willing to be a side chick or a side piece, they have deficit in their past that they're trying to make up for in you. If you take advantage of that, you're a sick man. And I have to be blatant. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so I can talk now. You know, my filters aren't there. You know, you need to help yourself. You're just as sick as them. But after watching this video, hopefully you can think differently and say, you know what, it's hard to resist. Yeah. But I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. So know that someone's going to pay. For a moment's pleasure, someone's going to pay for this. It might not be you, but somebody will. Some three-year-old will. Pass this on to the young men. Play this video to the young men. Play this video to yourself if you're struggling with someone being there. You want to cheat, you want to go and have another relationship. Think twice, that's what I'm saying. And know that someone's going to pay. So I hope that you can swallow this pill. Make a different decision.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.